Pickaxe.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Who's our special guest this week on the
Warwick
show?
Warwick Davis. It's Warwick Davis again.
What? Did you not get anyone else?
It's Warwick Davis again. Well, I tried to book Kenny Baker, but he's rushed off his feet. Or he's dead. I'm not sure which. He might be dead. I'm not sure. Should we check his Wikipedia?
No, let's not. Let's make do with Warwick Davis. So where is he?
He's still alive, and he's 75 years old.
Who is this, anyway?
Can you believe
that?
Who
is Kenny Baker?
He was the man inside of R2-D2 in the popular Star Wars franchise.
Oh, of
film
course
series.
He was.
Yes.
So hang on. And the only guests we have on this show, dwarves.
Well, I'm trying to get Bridget the midget as well. Technically, she is a midget, not a dwarf.
Yeah. Okay, well, Warwick Davis, can you do this now? I thought you had to do some washing up.
Warwick's doing it.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just doing it now, Simon.
See, he's doing it. He's made a start.
Oh, good.
Is it alright to use the Daz?
No, not the Daz. Why are you using the Daz? You're supposed to use fairy liquid. It's washing up liquid, not washing powder.
I'm just putting the Daz in the sink.
Don't put the Daz in the sink.
I'm just putting it in the sink.
What are you doing, Warwick? Stop doing that. yeah.
Right.
Sorry, he's not...
Okay.
Yeah, he's not actually up here at the moment. He's downstairs doing the washing up. Must be quite tricky for him, because he's got, you know, stubby fingers.
Yeah, you should ask him. Ask him if he's okay or something. I mean, does he need a little step ladder to reach the tap or anything?
Hang on. Warwick, how's it coming along?
It's coming along all right, Simon.
He says it's coming along all right.
Okay, yeah. I could hear him from downstairs.
Oh, right.
Is there a lot of washing? I mean, how long are we going to be waiting before we could join us on the show?
Warwick, how long do you think it's going to take?
A little bit, maybe another half an hour, Simon.
He says maybe another half an hour.
Okay. Right, well, until that time, I guess we'll have to fill.
Well, he might be able to be back before the end of the podcast, so that he can give us a few, you know, parting words. I mean, what you could do is you could think of some good questions to ask him, because the problem with the last time we interviewed him is you couldn't really think of anything to ask him.
Oh, yeah, I've not really written any proper questions out. I mean, I didn't expect to have him back so soon.
I mean,
you know, I
thought you'd be prepared after the last time. What the hell, Lewis? You've had a whole, like, week and a bit to prepare, and you're still not ready.
I totally didn't realise we'd have him back on the show.
We're going to have him weekly. He's going to be on every week from now on.
Is he? Oh, God, what about our other celebrity guests? Can we not secure any others at all?
No, it's just Warwick. It's just Warwick. I mean, he's quite, you know, he's free at the moment. Since he escaped from the little cage they had him in.
Well, maybe Yognauts can write in and let us know.
If you have any questions for Warwick Davis, or possibly Kenny Baker, if we can get him booked before he dies, because he is 75, he's an old man, he's probably not got a lot of time left. He's probably on borrowed time as it is, to be fair, because dwarves don't usually live all that long. Some do, but some don't. So, if you have any questions you'd like to ask Warwick Davis or Kenny Baker, please email them to yogscast@gmail.com with the subject line "Questions for Dwarfs."
Okay.
Oh, hang on.
Okay. Oh.
Hang on a sec, Lewis. Hang on.
Help me, Simon. Help me.
Oh shit! I think Warwick is in trouble. What's wrong?
I like the way you're not getting up to go and help him.
I'm going down the plug hole. I'm going down the plug hole, Simon. Help me! Help me!
Oh my god, I think he fell into the sink.
You better go and help him. Hurry up.
But we're recording a Yogpod here. I don't want to just leave.
You've got to go. You've got to quick, or else we've got no celebrity guest.
What if I think of something funny to say? I want to be here.
Just write it down.
I can't find a pen anywhere.
I'll be able to record it from rain.
Looking...
Quick! He's drowning!
I can't find a pen! Quick!
Help me!
Warwick? Warwick?
No, God!
No!
Oh, my God. Is he gone? Has he completely disappeared?
Oh, God. I don't know, I still haven't gone downstairs.
He's got two little legs just sticking out, like, waving out of the drainpipe.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, really, should I? It's a man's life.
The thing is, like, after all this, like, you're gonna be thinking in your head that the washing up's done, you know? And you're never, you go down there, you're gonna be like, oh, shit, why is this still washing up?
What if the sink's blocked? I don't think...
What if the sink's blocked?
I don't think a bottle of Mr. Muscle sink and drain and blocker is gonna dissolve it. Oh God.
Hello and welcome to TTTM.
Oh dear.
It's terribly messy. Oh dear. I had all these questions lined up for him and everything.
Oh fuck.
I know. I wonder what will happen. Do you reckon he'll be able to... The thing is, you know, he's only little. He probably just goes straight down the pipes into the sewage.
Oh.
He'll be out down the streets of London through the sewers. He'll find his way back out, won't he?
I don't know if he can swim. Because he's got very short arms.
Of course he can.
I guess fish don't have any arms at all, and they can swim pretty well.
They do have gills, though. I mean, that is... I believe they do, anyway. It's quite an advantage.
Oh, so yeah, Warwick may... He may just drown to death.
Maybe he, like, took the washing-up sponge with him, and he can use it as a sort of flotation device.
What? Oh... Maybe he's got, like, a drinking straw, and he's going to use it as some kind of snorkel. Because he's so small.
Oh. There's a few things on the agenda. First thing I thought I'd mention to you was, you know, that thing you do when you shake up a can of fizzy drink, and there's that apocryphal thing where if you tap it on the top, it won't, like, spray everywhere?
Yeah, that's not true, is it, at all?
No, it's totally true, actually.
What?
Yeah, it's totally true.
So if I drop a tin of pop,
yeah,
down the stairs, for example,
yeah,
and then I go back upstairs after having retrieved it, all I need do is tap the very top of the can and then pop it open, and I won't get completely obliterated.
Correct.
By nasty, delicious drink.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
So that's scientifically proven, okay? If you've got a can, it'll shake it up. Loads of air bubbles get stuck to the sides and bottom of the can. And when you open the can, they all rush to the top and pull, like, the fizz, the pop, fizzy pop, out of the hole. Right? But if you tap the
so
can...
It's a really good explanation. Yeah.
If you tap the can like this... It knocks them all off to the sides. They all rise to the top automatically. Then when you open the can, there's a little air bubble at the top, so it doesn't...
Wow.
It's clever, isn't it?
This is amazing. What if this isn't true, though, and you're just trying to get me to drink a can of pop that I've dropped down the stairs. I open it up and I get soaked in cloudy lemonade made with real lemons.
It is true, apparently. I tried it just now and it worked quite well.
Did you really, like, shake it up, though? Or did you just gently jiggle the can before opening it?
Well,
I did
shake it. I didn't shake it up very well, no, to be honest.
See, something we could have is we could have a challenge. For every Yogpod we do, we set a challenge for the listener. And this is the challenge for this week, or this fortnight's podcast. To shake up a can of pop, then gently tap the top a couple of times and open
it. It's a good challenge, okay.
Do you have the balls to do this?
We'll come up with better ones. But yeah.
What I would like is to have a friend with a camera taking a picture at the moment in which you open the can.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to be flinching, and if it fails, we're gonna have like an action shot
of all spray going
of the delicious drink spraying everywhere. I think it would make for some good photo ops.
It'd be good.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right, because I've got my iPod, and I'm listening to the Yogpod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
We at the Yogpod and the Yogscast, we like to inspire the younger generation, the people who want to be creative, to create podcasts by themselves, and to do their own YouTube videos and so on. And a fan of ours, a Yognaut of ours, has created a podcast with a friend of theirs, and we gave it a little listen last night, and They put a lot of effort into this. They spent a lot of time thinking up about the subjects.
Let me stop you. There's been a couple of Yognauts who've tried to make podcasts, okay? And this is one particular pair from Britain. I think the thing is, we had this sort of hiatus for a couple of weeks, and people needed to fill the void of Yogpods with their own creation. So some people someone's created one called the Smorecast, which she hasn't sent me a link to it, it might be a man actually. He, I don't know, I can never tell. His name's Emil Ogloop. I mean, what the hell is that? Is that a man or a woman?
Well, Emil Heskey is a man. He's a warrior. He's a footballer man, and he's a man.
All right. Well.
So maybe
I've got off track here.
You know, maybe it's a manly
point is
name.
That this is called. It's called the Jim and Jay podcast that we listen to.
I want to look this up.
And apparently, it's the second episode that we listen to.
I can't find it on iTunes. It's not on iTunes, Lewis.
No. Well, it's.
I'm really looking, and I can't find it. I can't.
I don't know how to say.
No, it's definitely not
this,
there.
But it's really awful, isn't it? It's really terrible. Don't ever do another one. It's rubbish.
What are you saying?
It's not funny
I loved
at all.
It. I loved it.
Oh, did you?
I was laughing from start to finish. They really did put a lot of work into it, and I think they. I think they've got a future in podcasting, and I think that other people, other Yognauts, should definitely make a podcast.
Jacuzzi, come over here and listen to the Yogpod with me. Ooh, Jacuzzi.
We've got a new feature on the Yogpod.
Have we?
I don't know if you've heard about this, Lewis.
No.
But the hip new thing that all podcasts are doing are they're doing prank calls.
No.
I listen to a new podcast called The Horn, which is on iTunes. You can look for that
right.
If you want. The
Horn. So that's done by your friends, right?
No, I don't know any of the people involved in it, actually, Lewis, and I've never met them.
They're James's friends, though.
Yes. They're my housemate's friends. And the idea of the horn is that they actually have a horn as they record, and they honk the horn. And if that wasn't fresh enough,
okay. They
also do prank calls. They have this
this
feature called Where's Steven Seagal? And they phone up takeaway establishments and they ask if Steven Seagal is there. And he isn't. But because the people who run the said establishments are foreigners and can barely understand English, they don't quite understand what's going on. And that's where the humour comes from, it, inverted commas.
I see.
So, on the Yogpod, we're doing the same thing. We're doing prank calls
now. Are
we? Yeah, here's one I recorded earlier. Yeah, I think you'll find this is quite funny. Here we go.
Hello, is Jason there?
No, Jason's not in at the moment.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's nipped out to buy a tin of beans.
Well, this is the VD clinic. Tell him that he has to call us immediately.
The VD clinic?
Yes, it's the VD clinic.
Oh, dear. Oh, I hope everything's all right.
Well, I can't discuss that over the phone, but he's positive.
Oh my.
Is it like that? I hope you recorded that.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop, boop.
This is your iTunes speaking. Thank you for downloading Yogpod. I enjoy listening to Yogpod. Thank you.
Beep, 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 boop, boop.
Some people are writing in thinking there's some sort of weird conspiracy, because in the last podcast, when I said the word 1956, it was exactly 19 minutes and 56 seconds into the podcast.
Whoa. Whoa, that's spooky. Holy shit. Is this real?
Yeah. Like, I didn't hear it differently. It's a bit weird, isn't it? I don't know why it
was sort of
conspiracy it would be, though, but a couple of people have mentioned that.
It's the 1956 cool. conspiracy. That's what we're going to call our secret society that we start. The Yogpod's secret, ultra-secret, secret society of secrets. That's what it's going to be called.
Okay.
But for short, we'll call it the 1956 Club.
Okay.
It's kind of like the 18 to 30 Club. But it's the 1956.
Shall I like
club.
Try and
you have to be between
build more the, cons-
you have to be
conspiracy
betw-
things into
you,
the Yogpod.
You have to be you have to be between the ages of 19 and 56 to be a member of the club.
Okay.
So Rasmus, you're not allowed in because you're only 13. Little freak.
Who?
He's the person who I added as a friend on Facebook.
Oh God!
And he sends me really weird messages, and it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, shall we go through some more letters from the Yognauts?
Well, we could do, seeing how we've got basically no other content or anything else to talk about.
Go on then.
What do you mean, go on then? You're the one who's
do the jingle.
Oh right. Okay.
Sorry.
Just gotta psych.
There's a bit of crosswires there.
I just got to psych myself up for this.
Letters from the Yogpod. No. No.
Okay. This is what from.
No.
This is from Simon no. Sherp. He says, "Hi, Lewis no. and Simon. I've been listening to the Yogpod for a while now. Blah 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 blah." The reason for my mail is that recently I have been... Sometimes I whistle when I say... Say, did you hear that?
Yeah, what was going on there? Have you got a gap in your teeth?
No, I haven't. The reason for my mail is that recently I have been reading...
Recently.
I have been...
I can't even do that. Recently.
I have been reading.
So what's he been up to recently?
Oh, for God's sake. He's been trying to...
Letters from the Ork Nauts. Nauts, Nauts,
This is from someone called Dave Yognaut. He writes, oh no, hang on. His name, okay. I have been following you guys on blah 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 blah. This is the first time I am writing in the long time that I... Oh, for God's sake, do you read... let me read this.
Yes, you snap, Stewart. Here, let me go eat this. Let's give him stick.
Now, okay, this is the kind of email we get. And we've told you before, try and be a bit more concise. Okay, I'm going to read this whole thing out. Howdy folks down at the Yogcast Corporation, or what's not. I have been following you guys on YouTube before the podcast even came into existence, and I have to say I have loved every mind-melting second, but I am not messaging you with just the repetitive praising you guys probably already hear every day. I have a question. This is the first time I am writing in the long time that I have been listening to you guys, and
oh
here it is.
God! What a load of preamble!
So he's already written an enormous load of shit that he said he wasn't going to write.
Can you imagine?
Before he even gets to the
question. Can you imagine if someone phones you up, and you pick up the phone and you go, hello? And that's what they say, without taking a breath. Without any pausing.
I know.
Hello, I am just calling to say that I like you, and I listen to you a lot, and I wish to say that you people there are really good, and I like you a lot, and you're lovely, and I would like to say how lovely you are. You're lovely, and I want to say hello to you, so hello, and without wasting any more time, hello.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. Okay, so he finally goes on to the question, and it is... Do you guys ever had any major fights with one another, either on or haven't posted it, or off recording? I ask this because as of late, it seems that you guys seem more aggressive towards each other when you guys joke with each other.
Ooh,
or maybe it is just my imagination.
I think he's found out something, he's caught something there that perhaps we didn't realise ourselves.
I don't think, well, to think, answer Lewis? Him truthfully, we had a lot of arguments during the D&D thing, mainly with Hannah. In fact, it wasn't me and... It was after the D&D thing. Hannah got a bit upset with us, didn't she?
Mm.
But we've
Things
never
were very
really
tense.
Out.
But that was a long time ago, really, wasn't it? It was ages
it was.
Ago.
We're quite good, aren't we, friend?
If you say so, you say so.
Well, I can't speak for Simon, but I think we're still... our Australian number one listener, called Ayrton Sheehan, has written in. He says, I need to ask you a favour. Please prove that this email address goes somewhere, please, and send some form of reply. I suppose I could have just returned his email rather than reading it out on the show. I'll reply.
Just respond on the podcast.
I'll reply here. Dear Ayrton...
Ayrton, like Senna, the racing driver.
Many thanks for writing in.
I hope you get hit by a bus. Lots of love, Lewis.
Okay,
X.
So one thing me and Simon typically do on the show, this is like behind the scenes. I thought we could do like a little feature of behind the scenes where we tell like interesting anecdotes about making the show. So one of the things we do to test that... Ventrilo isn't like lagging for one of us is I say I'd rather have a bowl of, and then Simon says
Cocoa Pops.
Right, so that was used, I think, by someone else, like by Russell Brand or someone on their show a long
what?
Time ago.
Was it?
I think that's where I very originally got it from.
What?
Because they use the same thing professionally in the BBC. It's like a standard way of doing things in the BBC. It's like taught to people in school.
Is it really?
In film school and radio school. They teach you that.
Oh, God. See, the original one that Americans would be familiar with is the Marco.
I don't really understand that. But the thing is,
Marco?
It has to be like a
Marco!
No, but the point, that doesn't really work, because it doesn't
Marco.
Tell you how laggy you are, does
Marco.
It? It doesn't work.
Marco!
I'm not going to say polo,
hey!
Because maybe we've got some weird time now.
I think you're lagging really badly, Lewis.
You're fuck!
Oh. Another thing we've been doing recently is I started, it's all me, is I was lagging really, really badly whilst we were trying to...
Because you were torrenting.
Yeah. You can't say that. You can't tell people that I torrent.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, oh, I was torrenting...
You were downloading.
Licensed free open source software. Linux. And some open
Ubuntu.
Source... Yeah, Ubuntu. And,
I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
Anyway, so...
Ubuntu, they drink it in the... Oh dear, that's terrible, can't use that.
Were you going to say c*** to?
Yeah, I was.
You didn't realise. Nice work.
Ubuntu, they drink it in the...
Oh, I can't use that. Oh, that's rude. So yeah, I've been doing this thing where if I'm lagging horribly, I play the theme to Back to the Future into my microphone.
So this was what happened.
And from a distance.
The other day.
I yell out, help.
This is what I heard when I came onto vent and Simon was lagging really horribly.
Oh, God. Now, strictly speaking, due to copyright, you should only play like the shortest kind of like clip of that music.
Anyway, are there any little? Well, we'll save any other industry secrets for next time.
For next time on this new feature, mm-hmm. Behind the Yog Pod,
and here's a little teaser about what we'll be talking about next time. Sometimes, when we record the podcast, and if I need to, I scratch my balls. So we'll look forward to hearing more from that next time on Behind
brilliant.
The Yog Pod.
Well, I can't wait for that feature. That's going to be brilliant. Warwick Davis has gone missing. The show's going to feature ball scratching.
Yeah.
Oh, we've covered
man.
How to open a tin can without it spraying everywhere.
What we should do is we should go back in time and save Warwick Davis from doing the washing up so that he doesn't die and go down the plug hole and stuff and drown in sewage underneath London. It'd be like that. Obviously, that wasn't actually Warwick Davis. That was me trying to impersonate Warwick Davis.
No, that was a reconstruction. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly.
I was
it. It's
struggling
like you would
for
find
the word
on,
there.
Crime Watch. It was a reconstruction.
Yeah.
Mummy, can I listen to the Yog Pod?
Fuck off.
Mummy, no.
So, obviously that's J.K. Rowling and a child. Island Paradise at the moment is having a few problems, right? And they have an official statement. Support is working very hard and fast as they can to answer tickets. And they're currently shifting through over 30,000 tickets.
Oh my gosh, why have they got so many tickets?
Because they got fuckloads of users, and the game, they had a server crash. It's crazy. I mean, people have spent hundreds of, well, dollars, probably hundreds of pounds as well, on the premium currency to buy the items and stuff.
Can
you believe that?
Weren't they selling them in, like, American stores as well?
Yeah, in Target.
I think that's crazy.
That is crazy, because it's
Target?
It's a game
that's...
What is
Target? I don't know what that means.
It's a store. It's a
yeah, but why would
brand
you go
stores.
In there? What do you buy from there? Is it the equivalent of, like, PC World? What?
No, it's just a big kind of anything. It's like a Woolworths or something. That's probably a good example. It's like Woolies.
Have you spent any money on the old...
You buy a bit of everything there.
Island Paradise.
Just a £1.22 from the Yog Pod.
What?
In order to send myself a chocolate bar.
What do you mean?
It was through the affiliate thing. By spending that money to get a chocolate bar delivered to my door, I got extra, like, credit points.
So things. You got credits on Island Paradise and you got a chocolate bar delivered to
I know, house. It's just win-win, isn't it?
Your actual house. What the hell?
Yeah, there's,
amazing.
I told you about this fucking thing. Oh, God,
for those
called?
Of you too lazy to walk across the street to the shop to order a chocolate bar. Did it, like, come in, like, an envelope?
It
did.
What kind
of chocolate bar was it?
It did. On Parcel Genie.
I can't imagine many chocolate bars fit into an envelope shape.
It's called Parcel Genie. Type into Facebook Parcel Genie.
Okay.
Right? The prices have gone up now. It's now $1.75 to send a Whisper
I've
Gold.
Got a person called Marcel Genie. That's not the right thing, is it? No. It's not coming up.
Parcel Genie, one word.
Oh, one word. Okay, applications. Parcel Genie. So we can actually send stuff.
People can send stuff to us.
People on Facebook.
They don't need to know your address. You just get a request via Facebook someone wants to send you a gift. If you accept it, you then fill in your delivery information. And the payment from them goes through and you get a delicious Whisper Gold delivered.
Delicious. Well, shall we send Yognor a gift? Well, one thing I was thinking of doing was this sort of executive producer thing where the listener who donated the most money to us since the last podcast is like an executive producer on the show.
Oh my God.
And they get something nice, like some sort of special merchandise or something.
They get a Whisper Gold.
And obviously the whole Parcel Genie thing might work quite nicely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who is the executive producer on the latest show?
We haven't had any donations for a long, long time. The fact that the donation button is hidden under the tab for donate.
So no one's actually donated anything at all?
Don't think so, I'll check.
So there's no executive producer.
Ah, we had a donation from Ryan Calhoun, who donated £5.
All right, well, so that means Ryan Calhoun is
yes.
the...
Ryan Calhoun, as the only person who's donated this month, you are executive producer of this Yog Pod. Congratulations. I bet you feel pretty proud of yourself right now. And they said that you would never amount to anything. And by they, I mean, you know, your parents, your friends, people who just pass you on the street. You know, everyone. Just everyone. Never thought you would amount to anything.
So what this means is that he's actually going to go on a list. And when we produce something awesome, like a CD or something really exclusive... he's going to get one. He's going on the list of executive producers. He gets special stuff, basically, sent to him.
Oh my God.
The executive producer for this month. There you go. I'll make sure he gets something nice in the post. I guess if he's PayPal'd you money, he might have his address on there.
Will he?
Otherwise, we'll just send you an email, don't worry, because PayPal keeps your email, doesn't it? So we'll keep track, don't worry, friend.
I've got his address, but he's in the US.
It's not a problem.
In Colorado.
Colorado Springs? Nice place.
Not Colorado Springs, just Colorado.
Oh. What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't know what Colorado Springs is.
Okay, then.
You brought it up. You just brought it up. It doesn't make any sense.
Colorado Springs is the capital of Colorado. It's like it's like the biggest town in Colorado. So hello, he might not live in Colorado Springs actually.
No.
He might live in Denver.
Well, I know he doesn't. He doesn't live there. I've got his full address here. I'm not going to say
Is it in Denver?
Look, no. Someone might try and stalk him. If you put this in the podcast, people might try and find him.
Oh yeah.
They know his full
name.
They're
going to try to stalk him with the name Ryan Calhoun, Colorado.
Well, yeah, they might be able to track him down on the Googles.
Ryan Calhoun, Colorado.
I don't want him to get into trouble for just giving us £5 to help pay for our massive overheads that we have for running a podcast. We've got, you know, all this equipment and the mixer desk. These expensive microphones and things.
All this high tech.
The softwares.
Yeah.
The audio room that we've built.
So anyway, thank you very much.
I'm Simon's uncle, and when I'm not running away from spiders and farming and cleaning up pig street, I like listening to the Yog Pod.
Shall we send one of the Yognauts something?
You just want to use it now. You're like, oh god, I've got to use this for something. It's so cool. A Union Jack mug. That's quite an expensive item.
What?
After dinner willies.
Are they like mints, but willies?
Yes, in the shape of a willy. Borat's mankini, you can send. Isn't that?
You haven't done that for a few years.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh. Isn't that?
A dib dab. Yeah. You can send a sherbet dib dab.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, the chocolate and things, they're sort of like retro-y.
Yeah, aren't they? I like this. This is a cool idea. Sorry, so I was talking to you about trying to end this podcast.
Should I send... Oh.
I'm just a little bit worried because we've sort of left it on a bit of a cliffhanger. You know, is Warwick Davis going to make it? Is he going to be all right? We just don't know.
Well, people will have to tune in next time.
And find out.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Oh, no. Same Yog time, same Yog channel.
Yeah, that's right. We had, last night we had, I guess it was like the first
Yog Pod
meetup.
Yog Pod.
And about,
Yog
Pod. About 30 people Yog turned Pod. Up to this meetup.
Yog Pod. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yog Pod. Sorry.
About 30 people turned up. Yognauts. And we played TF2 and we had a bit of a chat. And Mulchy played the song live, and some kindly Yognaut, I think it might have been Totally Moo, gave out like 11 beta keys to Hon, which was nice. It was just all very nice and amiable. There wasn't any creepy stuff going on. It was quite chilled. The thing is, you weren't there because you had a dinner party.
Yeah, I was there to start with, but then I had to go and eat dinner and get drunk.
So, I mean, I, like, had to hold the fort kind of thing. I sort of just waffled on for ages.
And then the evening started...
People started leaving.
Started to take a turn for the worse.
So that was good. I think we'll have to do similar events in the future.
Yeah.
I was saying things like, you know, giving people sneak peeks of what we're going to be doing in the future... And stuff like this.
Oh God, really?
Stuff to look forward to, yeah.
So now you have to deliver on that now.
Well.
Now you have to do those things.
Maybe.
You've painted yourself into a corner.
Like the Tomb of Horrors D&D thing, Yog Pod.
Oh Jesus.
I mentioned that might be happening. So yeah, I'll just leave it there, shall I? That sounds exciting, doesn't it?
I'm literally on the edge of my sheet. I almost said, I'm literally on the edge of sheeting.
Okay, so thanks for listening.
You're recording all this. Fuck.
Yeah.
No. Were you recording all of that as well?
Yogpod. Yeah, you just.
Oh Jesus! I was just arsing around. I didn't realise. Oh fuck!
You're listening to the Yogpod. No, you. You were listening to the Yog Pod, but now you soon won't be because it's ending.
Goodbye. Right, we'll leave that. That'll be the end.
Really? That's brilliant.